upheld. And the plight of refugees is not instrumentalized for political gain. The Netherlands underlines the need for a strengthened common European migration and asylum policy, with solid plans for both the internal and external dimension, based on the principles of responsibility and solidarity. The system must, first and foremost, ensure protection to those in need, while at the same time enable us to prevent abuse of the EU asylum system. But human dignity and care for people in dire need needs to always prevail. Recent events underlined the need for reform. We thank UNHCR for its hard work for internationally displaced persons. Their plight rightly deserves the international attention it is receiving by UNHCR and the international community at large. The Netherlands welcomes the high-level panel report and looks forward to working with others on making the recommendations mentioned in the report a reality. Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, the COVID pandemic has had a tremendous impact on women and girls, leading to a shadow pandemic of domestic violence. We emphasize the call made by the EU for UNHCR and other actors to do their utmost to address this protection challenge, including mitigating and responding to gender-based violence. Additionally, we call on all stakeholders to support access to sexual and reproductive health care services. The Netherlands pledged to provide multi-annual funding to support joint work of UN and IFI partners, the Prospect Partnership. UNHCR plays a particularly important role as protection remains a cornerstone of sustainable refugee inclusion. In that respect, we are particularly encouraged by the close cooperation between the UNHCR and the World Bank. We look forward to sharing some of the lessons learned from the Prospects Partnership in the framework of the high-level officials meeting. Mr. Chair, the Netherlands appreciates the role UNHCR takes in tackling system-wide problems, particularly on the prevention of sexual exploitation, abuse, and harassment. Last week's released investigation on abuse in the DRC during the Ebola response proves the case in point that the UN should do more to protect the most vulnerable and should do this together. Until a few days ago, I had the pleasure to be the Netherlands Special Envoy for Mental Health and Psychosocial Support. And it is my special pleasure to commend UNHCR's increased engagement on mental health and psychosocial support. MHPSS remains of vital importance in emergency responses. We look forward to the further development and implementation of this issue in the years to come. And furthermore, we would like to thank UNHCR for its commitment to the Grand Bargain 2.0 framework, amongst others by joining the facilitation group. This framework will be essential for effective and principled humanitarian action. In line with the commitments made, we intend to provide partners with quality funding, and we call on other countries to do so as well. Predictable, flexible, and unearmarked funding is essential for UNHCR to respond and adapt in a timely and effectively manner to unpredictable situations, as recently demonstrated in Afghanistan. This crisis that has pushed attention of so many other crises to the background. As many other countries, the Netherlands has made pledges to the Afghanistan Humanitarian Fund and to the Regional Refugee Response Plan. The Netherlands, together with many other UN member states, stresses the importance of female UN workers remaining professionally active. We expect and hope to see UNHCR supporting their female Afghan colleagues in remaining safely engaged in ongoing aid responses in the country. But at the same time, the Netherlands wants to emphasize the importance to also keep sufficient support to other crises, including on the increasing vulnerabilities of refugees and host communities in Lebanon. We're also particularly concerned about the situation in Ethiopia. In closing, Mr. Chair, we urge all countries to allow UN partners to execute their humanitarian mandate unhindered and with respect for their independence, and refrain from constraining access, including through expulsion of aid workers, to ensure the protection and assistance to refugees and IDPs. At the same time, UNHCR, together with the whole international community, should condemn disregard for international humanitarian and refugee law, demand protection for all humanitarian staff members, and use its strong connections to remind all warring parties to allow unhindered access to reach those who are in such desperate need. I thank you very much, Mr. Chair.